וידבר השם אל מוישה לאמור אישה כי תזריע ויולדו זוכו ותומו שבעת ימים ונקי בו תלד שישים שבועיים ובמלוא ימי תורו לבינו לבס סתם האינטרסנטי ההורא it says אישר כי תזריע ויולדו זוכו שיסטומי a week אם נקייב אותה אלה שיסטומי 2 weeks ובמלוא ימי תורו לבינו לבס שיבין זה קורבו זאת אומרת משחוכמס אוי מדשיין ההורא משחוכמס אז what is the pshat it says אם זוכו תלד a week אם נקייבו תלד 2 weeks ובמלוא ימי תורו לבינו לבס it starts with a זוכר and a נקייבו and it turns in לבינו לבס why before we call him זוכר and a נקייבו and then we call him בין הבס שחוכמה says when he's born you don't know if he's a נפל or not not a son After it, when 30 days pass, after the 30 days, then that we know that the kid is alive, he's called the Ben and she's called the Bas. But Bishaz the ladies up there, we don't know if he's a Bar Kayoma or not. So we say Lezachor Ben Nekeva. Ubimlois Yimei Toro, Tovi Keves Ben Shnosoi Le'oilo, She brings a korban le'oilo ve'bin yoyno otor le'chatos. So she brings 2 korbanos. The yoyledes brings every time 2 korbanos. Oilo and chatos. If she has money, if she's wealthy, keves ben shnosoi le'oilo, a whole sheep, a little bird. Zois toiras ha'yoyledes la'zochor v'lanekevo. Im lo'y timtso yodo yedese. She doesn't have money, so she brings 2 birds. First is a beautiful aura for Rebbe Liborch Finkel. Zatzal. The Mefarshim has a very modern Zach. The Yoledes brings 2 korbanos. One la'ilah, one lechatos. If she's wealthy, she's ashiro, she brings keves ben shnosoi la'ilah and a bird for chatos. If she's poor, she brings 2 birds. The pasuk divides it in the middle. אישה כי תזריע טוב היא כבס בשנוסי לאוילו בן יוינו אותו לחטוס זו היסטוירס היולדת לזוכר ולנקייבו זו היסטוירס היולדת לזוכר ולנקייבו אם לא תמצא ידי סה she doesn't have enough money she brings 2 תוירים why the פוסק divided In Pasuk Zion, in between the first parsha to the second parsha, Zois Toiras Hayoledes LaZochor VeLaNekeva. Right, if she has money, she brings a big keves LeOilo and a bird LeChatos. If she doesn't have money, 2 little birds. Zois Toiras Hayoledes. Why does Zois Toiras Hayoledes stack there in the middle, in between the Korban of the Osher and the Oni? So he says a Givaldi Kevot. The Gemara says in Menoches and in Zvochim, Zois Teiras Achatos, Zois Teiras Aoilo, Zois Teiras Ashlomim. What is Zois Teiras? If someone, Zman Hazeh, doesn't have, we can't have Korbanos. If you learn the Parsha of Chatos, Ma'ale Olav HaKosuv, Kiilu Yikriv Chatos. If a person learns the Parsha of Oshom, Ma'ale Olav HaKosuv, Kiilu Yikriv Oshom. So Zois Teiras means if you don't have korbanos, you could say the parsha that's keilu you are makriv. Also today, Yoledes cannot bring a korban, but if she says the parsha is a korbanos, male olav akosuv keilu. It's not lo mefregin hashayla. Bezman hazeh that is not beis hamikdash and a lady is poor. What korbanos she has to say as nishal b'porim sfoseinu? The rich korbanos or the poor korbanos? So the Bir Halacha Siman Aleph Sifei is mashma that the poor one has to say the poor ones, and the rich says the rich. I'm a chutz from the Bir Halacha, but Pashas Nishtas. When you don't have money and you say legabe that you're rich, you're not poor. So Zois Teiras Ayuledes, it says after the Korbanos of the Ashira, before the Korbanos of the Aniya, because at Neshal Meporim Sfaseinu, you say the Parsh of the Ashira. It's Meduyek. It says. Why Porim? Porim is the rich korbanos. If we're not bringing and we're saying, Avada, you bring the most rich. The Shalom Porim is for saying. But either way, in our parsha is a very, very interesting zach. Rashi is oimed, and something very strange here in the parsha. When we learn Pashas Vayikro, Rashi Bodar, Megmore, and Zvochim, that the Seder HaKorbonos is first you makriv korban chatos, and then you makriv korban oilo. Moshe lemoa mel dovor doime. Someone has to go into the king. First he brings someone to apologize to the king for the averes that he did. And after the king is friendly with him, he brings a dor into the king. But when you're fighting with someone, you don't send them flowers. First you say sorry, and then you send flowers to start to build a relationship with him. So Rashi says, Kol haterekulo chatos is before oilo. Frekt Rashi, so why by us it says oilo before chatos? Why it says oilo before chatos? Rashi asks it on the Korban Oni. Rashi posuk ches. Echod le'oilo ve'echod le'chatos. Lo ikdimo ha'kosuv elo le'mikro. When you read it, it's written down, oilo before chatos. Aval le'akrovo, chatos kedemes le'oilo. Kach shominu bezvochim beperek kol ha'tovim. So Dr. Rashi, le'mikro, to say it, we read in our parsha the oilo before the chatos. But to be makriv, avad the chatos before the oil. And again, Rashi stalls it on the shtei toirim, shtei bnei yoino. Since the Chachom already says Rashi had to really stall it in the first place. But this is the why it says oilo before chatos, or Rashi lemikro. It says like that, but it's not the order. All of the mefarshim say what it means. This is the kasha. So the order is chatos and after it oilo. So why it's written down the opposite? So Rashi, let me call. So first, again, to teach you how to read Chumash Rashi. Let me call means that this is the way you have to write it. You have to write it oilo before chatos. You have to be makriv chatos before oilo. But the way to write it, the way to put it down, is oilo before chatos. Mishayla, why? Abay says, shtey da big yesoid. A person, when he goes to the Hashem, he has to do chatos and then oilo. Sur mera ve'achar kach aseh toiv. But when a person is busy with the sur mera, he has to have a far vision. He has to look to grow, to become very far. When a person has a far vision, he gets somewhere. If he has a small, they say over that someone came to the Netziv, a balabos came to the Netziv. So here's my son. I want him to learn in Valojin. Please make him to be El Lechayid. Dafayim Yid. El Lechayid. So the Netziv told him, no chance. I remember when your father brought you to Valojin. He asked me, I can make you a Talmud Chochem. I tried my best. You came out of Balabas. If I would try to make your son a Balabas, I don't know if he will keep Shabbos. If you hope for big, they say, he wanted to become Rav Kiva Eiger. He became a Rosh Hashiva. If he wants to become a Rosh Hashiva, who knows what he will become. A person has to have Sheifas for big. A person comes to this man, he wants to know, Gemor Ram Rosh 10 times. Hopefully he will finish it twice. But if he hopes to finish Masechta once, Alevai he will chab the shir, yeah? But this is the way it works. When a person has a short vision, he doesn't get far. Lemikro, a person did a chet. He has to come to say sorry to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now bring chatos, eventually. No. He has to know the plan is Oilo. The plan is to the mischaber to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The plan is to become close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the plan. To become very close, to become Oilo. Avada, the process is first you bring chatos. Then you get to the Oilo. Avada is a mahalach, how you do tshuva. But when he starts to bring the chatos, if he's not thinking about bringing the Oilo, so the Mefoshim say, so why it's written down here? It's a nice thing, why it's written down here? And the Oiledes, that she has kids, we're teaching her what is the way of chinuch. The way of chinuch is to speak big, to hope for big, to have big sheifas. When a person hopes for big, and he has big sheifas, then hopefully he will get far. Hopefully he will manage to get somewhere. But if he doesn't have big sheifas, if he has small sheifas, now this parsha is Parshas Negoi. So the Mefoshim explained, we have Tazria Metzoyro, this week we have everything together, it's Gishmak. This is the reason that they put it together, even the Tazria starts with Ayiledes, because the end of Tazria already is Nigi Batim, and we go into Metzoyro. We have three Negoim, Batim, Bugodim, and Aguf. Three steps. First, it's the house, then the clothes, then the person. Keneged that, in all of our ruchnias, we have three shmiras: mezuzah, tzitzis, and tefillin. The Rambam says, "Mishiyesh loy mezuzah al pischoy, tzitzis bebigdoy, v'tefillin al roishoy ein echoyt." So shmira. Hashem, when Hashem wants a person to tshuva, He hits him in the house, in the beged, and then in the goof. Is a sholish keneged sholish. Sholish keneged sholish. It says in the Zohar HaKadosh that the word nega is the same letters of oinek. You read it backwards. Nega, nun gimel ayin, oinek. Tzoras, the same letters of atzeres. Oba nega is the same letters of oinek. Backwards. State in Zohar, Nega is a oinek. Chafetz Chaim brings down Shem Shmuel, that this is the reason the Metzora every time has to sit 7 days behesger, he will pass the Shabbos with the oinek Shabbos, but if we manage, we'll explain the soit Shabbos. Yeah? About this already, more derech soit. What is the pshat? Nega is a oinek. The pshat is a zeh. The nega is the biggest present for a person. You know, as a father that punishes a son. He loves a son. Who doesn't love a son? Choshech siftoi soine bnoi. The one that doesn't hit the son hates it. You know, your father could yell at you. When you fight even more with your parents, they start to ignore you. You know what it means? You start to ignore someone, the kid starts to imitate you. You give him a little patch, yeah? When you decide that you're even more tough on him, you just ignore him, yeah? You could bang, you could kick, you just ignore him. No shaykhs. Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. He wants us to do tshuva. Negoim is only by Yidden. You don't understand what it means. You know, everyone knows that Lo Yitzuyo LeMoshal, you have a bad day with you, a bad chavrusa, doesn't work out. Hashem, sorry, I'll be a good guy. Chavrusa comes over. You know what to eat? Hashem, sorry, I'll be a good guy. Take my $100, we'll slip down, yeah? And 2 minutes will be the best people in the world, yeah? You have it very hard, you're missing something, can't attack it. Oh, Dam and Shach is good. Finish Dam and Shach is good. 500-300 bills, slip them upstairs, yeah? You'll know exactly what to do. The problem is in life, it looks like if you learn, you suffer. If you go to work, you gain, yeah? This is the Nisayon in this world. You go away with friends, it's Gishmak. You stay behind, you feel the fuk, yeah? Aber Be'emes is the opposite. Hashem gave a present for Klal Yisrael that is called Negoi. You spoke Lashon Hara, you saw a spot on your hand. You went for 7 days, Hashem. Okay, I thought it over. Disappears. Was the only punishment that even in Hester Ponim was a direct message from the Ribbono Shel Olam to the human being. No one that didn't do tshuva, if the guy wanted to test it, he said, you know what, I'm waiting. He waited for 3 weeks, nothing will happen. He would go into the room and decide, you know what, I'll be a different person. The nega will disappear. This is the way it worked. This was the biggest present from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Adam ki roe besar benoi zeh moi atem metamim benegoyim vein akum metamim benegoyim. Akum doesn't have the parsha of negoyim. And before she say most of Shemim hold up his man as there's no negoyim, we far away from Hashem and the Golas, it doesn't work anymore, this magic. This is the biggest oinig. The biggest oinig that a person has is the oinish from the negoyim, the parsha from the negoyim. The negoyim is a oinig. So the Mefoshim say, it's such an emes of pshat, the oinig is a frayim. And the end of Parshas Tazria is a pasuk that no one knows pshat. A person has a nega, he goes to the koyen. V'roa ha-koyen es ha-nega, v'hine lo'y hofach ha-nega es einoy. Ha-nega lo'y poso tomehu. The nega doesn't change, the koyen is metamed. It's perik yud gimel posuk nunei. V'roa ha-koyen achrei u'chabas es ha-nega, v'hine lo'y hofach ha-nega es einoy. All of the Mefarshim ask, pirush ha-milas. V'hine lo'y hofach ha-nega es einoy. So Rashi says, "Ve'ine lo yopach hanega es einoi." He didn't become darker. It's afraid of Mefoshim. It's not the way to write it. Why it says, "Ve'ine lo yopach hanega es einoi tomeu"? So the Baal Shem Efraim, "Ve'ine lo yopach hanega es einoi." He didn't. The person didn't turn himself to read it backwards. Einoi. If he would know to read it backwards, he will do tshuva and the nega will disappear. The person didn't turn himself. And it's very merumas that this is the reason it's backwards. The way it looks, it's a punishment. Other backwards, if you look deep, it's oinek. That's the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving Klal Yisrael. You know where you see it? Miriam and Avia was at the top. Moshe, Aaron and Miriam were the three leaders. She talks, boom, the tzolas hits her right away. She's so close to Hashem, it happens right away. She did tshuva, you know, everyone thinks they come to the Shemaim, what I will get for Lashon Hara. No, no tzolas, I'm clean. I'm clean. It's a thermometer, I'm clean. Clean, every day I'm clean. This was the biggest oinig. So the negoyim be'etzim are biggest oinig. This is the Mefoshim, I think that someone told me from, I forgot the name, that it says in Rashi that why Nigi Bagim Batim is a present. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling you when you come to Eretz Yisrael, you will find Nigi Batim. Because when they come to Eretz Yisrael, the Amroim will hide the gold inside the houses, and it'll be a Nega, and you'll have to take off the walls, and then you'll find the gold. Say that, they'll find the gold, but the Nigi Batim are forever. Where is the gold later? The answer is, the gold later is the tshuva shaboy. But the pshat, who said we'll do averes? So Chazal say, the nega will be, you'll find the gold. But the negoyim be'etzim are coming to help us to find. The negoyim are for us. The negoyim are for us. So the negoyim are called the oinig. The negoyim are not called a bad thing. The negoyim are called the oinig. That's a declare for negoyim. It's a oinig. The pasuk is mamshich. When the metzora does tshuva, he brings two birds, v'tziva ha-koyen v'shochat and the water, v'lokach etz erez shnito iloas ve'ezoy. He takes three things: tree etz erez, shnito iloas is wool colored, Ve'ezoi is the things that grow. And he dips the three things in the blood. And he spritzes on the koyim, on the metzoiro. Fregt Rashi, what is these three things? Etz Erez, Shnitoi Loas, Ve'ezoi. Why? Zogt Rashi, Loshonore comes because a person is a balgaiva. I'm the best. So I speak about it, different people. Someone knows that he's wrong. He doesn't try to push someone else down. When he feels I'm okay, he takes the eres. What is the takona from the person? Keep low. He takes the shmita las and the ezoif. Frag the Mizrochi, the Yisrael of Sisi Chachomim, the Mizrach al Atayre. Why for the gaiva you take only one symbol, and for the anova you take two things? Shnita las ve'ezoif. And more from that, shnita las is even lower from the ezoif. It's like a little wool, colored with a worms, blood. So take etz erez, shnita las. Why etz erez, shnita las ve'ezoif? So the Mizrahi says a pshat, he says that the Rambam says when a person does tshuva, and he's in a bad midah, he has to go extreme to the other midah, and then it bends back to the middle. So the same thing here, he's balgaive. We tell him, you do shnitalas, and then you end up to be like a ezev, something in between. But if you see the Lechem Mishneh says a givaldik ezach. I think it's a emes pshat. The Lechem Mishneh says that we have a stira in the Rambam. In Perik Aleph Milchis Deyes, the Rambam says that gaiva and all of the midas, a person has to go in the middle way. But when it comes to Perik Beis, Zog the Rambam in Milchis Deyes, that from gaiva you have to keep far away. ולוחה, במוישה רבינו נאמר וישמוי שאונוב מאויד ולא נאמר אונוב סתם חציבו חכומים מאויד מאויד אבש פעל רוח. So it says that in Anova you have to go to this extreme. So the question is, so we can't say like the Mizrahi that you go to the middle way. It says you have to go to the extreme. So if I'm a shver, givaldi kevot, and it's an emeset. There's two ways in midas. Midas is a noge, and midas is something inside feelings. The most person is about tzedakah. He has to have a good heart to give out the money, and he has to give out the money. A person has to not have a temper to throw things, and he has to not have a temper inside. Yeah, he doesn't do nothing. It's also about kas. And it hits and breaks and it's go to the hospital, yeah? But in every midah is like that. It's the hanoge and it's the machshove. It's the hanoge and the machshove. The Rambam is mechalek like this. In gaiva, the hanoge of the person has to be completely Anova. The feelings have to be like every midah in between. But the hisnagus and gaive has to be kilo is no gaive at all. It's meduk in pirush oches chaim le'arosh. Some yeshivas learned it in Elul, in Kelem they learned it. In Ois Aleph he says lehisrachek min ha'gaivo betachlis harichuk. Ois Chofei. Yarchi geus. That's it. Tachlis arich. Lisrachik min hagayva. The hanogi has to be lisrachik min hagayva. Completely. Lisrachik min hagayva. The hanogi. Leharchi geus. The geus himself, but not betachlis arichuk. So lisrachik min hagayva betachlis arichuk. So we have two things in Gaiva, we see in the Rambam the stira, the Lechem Mishneh asks the stira. In Perek Aleph he says the middle way, and then Perek Gimel, when he speaks about the Hanogas, he says you have to go to the extreme way. All of the midas, he says, you start the extreme, you go to the middle. But he says, also a gaiva like that. Oh, but then the gaiva, the hanogis of gaiva, he says, you have to go till that. But mele, this is the pshat. The chet of Lashon Hara comes from gaiva. The person looks down on different people. He pushes them down. He's better from them. He's better from them. He pushes them down. Pushes them down. He's better from them. He takes the etz eres. My takanda zagdrashi shnitoi las ve'ezoif. Both. The anoge is shnitoi las, and the argosha is ezoif. The feelings, the person has to go in the middle way, not in the extreme way. And it's not a stira, because the shnitoi las taka is a piece of wool. Doesn't have nothing real inside it. Mashenk in the ezoif is something that is growing. This is something that is a mushal klapi the anogis that a person has. I want to say two things. Foshim say, Ashas Tazria, if a person has a nega, the boil a koyin. Roa koyin, the boil a koyin. The roa koyin. So the Gemara says, we see it Be'ez Hashem and Afches and Nedorim, Ein Odom Roye Nigei Atzmo. The Kohen can't look at himself. He has to go, every person has, even if you're a Kohen, you go to someone else. You don't look at your own Egoim. As a Shaila, if your wife or not, our and sister. Ein Odom Roye Nigei Atzmo. So you're right, it's Aloha, Ein Odom Roye Nigei Atzmo. But it's a tifer yisayit. It's not only ein odom roye nigei atzmo. It's much more than that. State a big yisayit. Rabbi said, learn this yisayit forever. A person never sees on himself what he has to fix. The negoyim is to do tshuva. Ein odom roye nigei atzmo. It's brought down that the Goyen Mevilna took someone to give him Musa. And the Goyen called him over, he called him Magid Medubna, get me Musa. Magid told him, the Goyen Mevilna, I can't give you Musa. The Goyen called him every day. So one, the Goyen called him over, and the Goyen told him, I'm Goyzer on you, you have to give me Musa. So the Magid said, Goyen, you really want Musa? He said, yes. So the Magid told him, you're sitting here in the house, your blinds are closed. A chokhmah to be a goyim Vilna. Be in the street, help people. Lamazen. A kunst zu sein a goyim Vilna in a closed room. So the goyim answered him, we're not kunstmachers, we're trying to do Ratzon Hashem. But the pshat is, every time, everyone knows this Rebbe is doing something wrong. Chas v'shalom, yeah? This rub is something wrong. This guy is not straight. This roommate is not straight. Yeah? You don't know what the Eilam say about you. When I was in Panovich, there was a group of guys. So we'll get together. We'll divide into groups. Once a week, everyone told the other guys what is their chesroinus in this week. A group of 5-6 guys. It was very embarrassing. But the guy would get up in front of everyone and say, this week you were mean. Not too much. He had one thing. He would push down only in one thing. But one thing that he was right. Not he happy you came 2 minutes late to say that. First no one came 2 minutes late to say that. But not something that the person doesn't know, yeah? You were wrong. You pushed it, you wanted to stick a cover. You pushed. And, you know, and not only that, and I'll tell you why it was so stark, because the pshat is, everyone knew that will happen. So at least in front of the guy, we were very careful, yeah? And you were sure that you're perfect. You sat there, you said, no, what he will chop me this week? Okay, me stomach this and that. And Peter, you would realize. And I'm telling you, it's a cloud. The person, this rabbi gives him Musa. Don't answer. Accept. Accept. Ein odom roye nigei atzmo. A person doesn't see himself. Even the goy, a person cannot see himself. He could be the god lador to the whole world. He passes what is a nega to himself. It's a bit smaller. It looks a bit smaller. He will say, it looks a bit bigger. It looks. He can't see. A person has to learn. And why I'm telling you, first, know this cloud. And know this cloud when you get married, Beis Hashem. Your wife will start to tell you off. So what you will do is, I'm telling you what most in your life do, they tell her off, yeah? That's the biggest mistake. She sees. She knows the truth about you. Don't try to say, yeah, she looks at me that. Ain't no more in nigei atzmoi. But if a person takes it on himself and he grows, Beis Hashem, he will have siyata d'shmaya.